Now joined by Mark Bauer after the 2-0 first leg of the playoff win over North Ferriby. Mark, 2-0 is the perhaps the, one of the best results you must have imagined before today. Must be pleased with the way we've set about our works this evening.
Yeah, definitely. I think we'd have taken any kind of victory from the game, and yeah, we've gone about our job really well tonight and put in a really good performance, professional performance. You know, we didn't set the world on fire or anything like that, but disciplined, defended well, and took our chances when they came, and you just showed a bit of quality in that final third. But it's always difficult against Ferriby. You're not going to be able to dictate a game like, you know, we may be doing in a lot of other games against them, because they put so much pressure on the ball. They defend high up the pitch, but what that does leave is a bit of space in behind, and we managed to get in behind them on a few occasions, and obviously that led to two of the goals.
How important is it, that clean sheet this evening? Obviously they were putting a lot of pressure on, and had they got a goal back in the game, it would have given them a real foothold for that second leg.
It's a terrific clean sheet, you know, with the pressure that they were putting on, you know, plenty of balls coming into the box, but I don't think they really created anything clear cut tonight, and that's credit to our back four and the team in general, really, and the one real time that Dicko was called upon in the first half, he pulls off a really good save for us. So pleasing result, pleasing performance, but you know, the cliches will come out now. It's only half a job done, and it's only half time in the tie, so we've just got to make sure we prepare ourselves right now. We've got a few bumps and bruises in there again, and you know, one or two lads with illnesses that they've been carrying for a week or so really pleased with the effort tonight, and just hope we can go again on Saturday now.
Yeah, the old injury hoodoo that you seem to suffer early doors in your managerial career here seems to have returned a little bit. You know, Stephen Drench missing tonight, and Danny Ellis looked to be struggling for a spell in the second half there after a knock on the ankle.
I think he only took sort of four separate knocks really tonight, Dan, so I think hopefully it's more bumps and bruises and the sort of thing that you know, that Dan will be able to get over, because you know, he's got to do something bad to get him off the pitch. But we'll you know, a couple of days now between the second leg, hopefully he can look after himself, get himself iced up, and I'm sure he'll be ready to go again, because especially the way they play, you know, putting balls in the box, Dan's an important player for us, so hopefully we'll get him right and be ready to go again Saturday.
And how do you set out for Saturday? You know, it's a 2-goal lead, so obviously we've got that advantage going into the game. Do we attempt to just close down the game, or do we go again to just win it?
We go to win the game. You know, we're 2-0 up and it's half time basically, so you know, we wouldn't shut up shop at half time in a 45 minute game if we were 2-0 up, so we certainly won't be doing that at Ferriby. We're seeing by playing the two up top that we can cause them trouble in behind, even when we've not had much of the ball or much sustained play. We can cause trouble with the two that played up top tonight. So you know, I'm not saying that's definitely what we'll do, but it's we won't be going to defend. We'll be going to take the game to them, because you know, if we get an early goal there, you know, it really, you know, puts a tie in our favour. If they were to score early on, then you know, that will certainly change the tie. So we've got to go and be positive.
Thanks.
It's funny.